Thank you, everyone. Before you grab a seat, say hi to someone around you.
各位，请大家坐低之前，同大家身边嘅人打个招呼。
Hello, hello. Hi.
Hi. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. It is so great to be with you this morning.
好开心同见到大家。
It feels like forever since I've been up here with Christine.
好似好耐咧，我冇同阿 Patterson 呢一齐同台啦。
If you don't know who I am, my name is Elise.
如果你唔知道佢系边个咧，佢系余牧师。
I am one of the pastors here, but I've been on maternity leave for the past 9 months.
佢系呢度嘅牧师之一，但系佢过去嗰九个月咧系因为产假。
So here I am with you again.
咁我而家又翻嚟噶啦。
I just missed you so much.
好挂住你哋。
Did you guys miss me?
你冇挂住我啊？
I wasn't fishing for that, but it was nice. Thank you.
我唔系特登氹你哋嘅，不过我都系挂住你哋嘅。
I am so happy to be here to continue this morning in our series on the Book of Acts.
我今日好开心同大家继续我哋今个嘅讲道系列。
And as just a reminder for you, if you need them, there are sermon notes available to you in the back.
如果大家需要讲道笔记的话咧，后边系有讲道笔记嘅。
This summer we've been talking about people in the story of Acts.
这个讲道系列，我哋讲到关于喺《使徒行传》里边一啲嘅人。
We've been talking about ordinary people who are used by an extraordinary God.
讲到一啲平凡嘅人系被非凡嘅神所用。
And this week we have not one story.But two people to talk about.
今日咧，我哋唔单止睇一个人，我哋会系睇两个人嘅故事。
Which means we're going to be here for double the time.
即系话咧，我哋要讲两个故事，要长一双倍嘅时间。
I hope you pack snacks.
希望大家唔好瞓着。
I'm just kidding.
讲笑啫。
Actually, today we're going to talk about two people who are always talked about as a pair in the story of Acts.
今日咧，我哋要讲嘅呢两位人咧，佢哋好喺《使徒行传》行传里边被提及嘅时候咧，通常都系两个一齐被提及嘅。
In fact, rarely are they ever mentioned without the other person there.
好少话讲一个唔讲另外一个。
Their names are Priscilla and Aquila.
佢哋嘅名字就系伯基拉同阿居拉。
And you may have heard of them before, but their story is really interesting.
佢哋你可能听过佢哋嘅故事啦。
I first found out about these two when I was in Bible college.
当我仲读紧圣经学院嘅时候咧，我第一次听到佢哋嘅故事。
And I started really looking closely at them when I was dating my then boyfriend, now husband, Christian.
咁我当时咧就同我而家嘅先生拍紧拖啦。咁我就系学习到阿居拉、伯基拉嘅故事。
Because they are this married couple who did everything together.
因为阿居拉、伯基拉其实系一对夫妇，佢哋系做一切嘅事都系一齐嘅。
And because my boyfriend at the time, now husband again, felt and I both felt called to become pastors, they felt extra relatable to me.
咁我當時嘅男朋友啦，即係而家嘅先生啦，我哋兩個咧都係覺得被神呼召要服侍，所以咧見到阿居拉、伯基拉嘅故事咧，特別覺得有共鳴。
But don't think that this message today is going to be about marriage.
但係咧，希望大家唔好認為咧，今日嘅故事、今日嘅講道咧，淨係關於婚姻嘅啫。
Because as I learned more about their story, I realized what an incredible example they are.
因为阅读佢哋嘅故事，越发觉佢哋系一个好好嘅榜样。
An example of learning to serve God in with our whole lives in every season of our lives.
系一个系学习如何用我哋嘅我哋自己嘅全部嘅生命去侍奉神嘅一个榜样。
See, I think this is an important story for us because we often find excuses or feel like we're not ready to do what God's called us to do.
这个是他们是一个好的例子，为什么呢？因为很多时候我们呢，在我们生命里面呢，都会找一些藉口说，啊，我们没办法去服侍神。
We think to ourselves, oh, I would love to host a home group, but I don't know if I have the space. I don't know if I'm good at being a host.
那有些时候，譬如说，啊，或者我可以，我有想过要做，开放我的家做一个家庭小组，但是又说，哎呀，我家里太小了，我又觉得自己不知道做得好不好，啊。
I would love to lead a Bible study, but I don't know if I know enough.
我又想过，或者做带一个查经小组，但又觉得自己可能做得不够。
I would love to sing or play on the band for worship, but I'm not sure if I'm good enough, and I don't know the songs.
咁我又谂过咧，啊，可以喺敬拜堂度侍奉啦、唱歌啊，或者乐器啦。但系我又觉得，有啲歌我又唔识。
We might feel like we're too young or we're too old. We might feel like we're too busy or we haven't done enough.
你又可能觉得自己太后生啦，或者觉得自己太老啦，或者又觉得自己唔够经验啦。总之就样样都唔够啦。
So often we find a million more reasons why we can't do something than why we should.
好多時候我哋能夠諗揾得出話我哋唔做一件事嘅藉口咧，係遠遠超過我哋應該要做呢件事嘅藉口。
And we stop ourselves before we even start.
我哋未開始已經制止咗自己啦。
And Priscilla and Aquila show us that in their story.
咁阿居咧，伯基拉佢嘅故事話俾我哋知。
In every season of our lives, God has given us more to share than we think.
無論我哋生命喺邊個嘅時段。神都係已經賜咗俾我哋足夠嘅去服侍佢。
So let's take a look at their story in Acts chapter 18.
咁我哋睇睇喺《使徒行傳》第十八章。這事以後，保羅離開雅典，來到哥林多，他遇見一個生在本都的猶太人，名叫阿居拉。不久前，他帶著妻子伯基拉從意大利來，因為克勞帝命令所有的猶太人都離開羅馬，保羅去投靠他們。他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就与他们同住，一同做工。每逢安息日，保罗在会堂里辩论，劝导犹太人和希腊人。Keep going, right? Yeah. Okay. This is 1-4.
1-4, and then there's 24.
Okay. 然后第24-26节，有一个生在亚历山大的犹太人，名叫阿波罗，来到以弗所，他很有口才。很会讲解圣经，这人已经在主的道路上受了训练，心里火热，精确地讲论和教导耶稣的事。可是他只知道约翰的洗礼。他开始在会堂里放胆讲道。伯基拉、阿居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道路给他更精确地讲解。
So how did God use Priscilla and Aquila?
神怎用阿居拉、伯基拉呢?
In these few verses, we see some pretty incredible things that they've done.
在这短短几段经文里面发觉一些很奇妙的事。
And we can pick out some things that they did that can teach us an incredible, show us an incredible example.
他们所做的，我们可以作为我们很好的榜样。
The first thing that Priscilla and Aquila did is they shared the mission.
首先，阿居拉、伯基拉，他们是同心承担神的使命。
I already mentioned that in the book of Acts, they were always mentioned together.
我已经讲过了，在《使徒行传》里面，他们的名字永远都是一起被提到。
And whatever they were doing, even in the book of Acts, they did it together.
就是他们所做的一切事情在《使徒行》里面记载的，他们都是一同的去做。
They lived together, they worked together, and they served in ministry together.
一起住，一起同工，一起在神的工作上面。
They taught and led in the church together.
他们一道在一同的在教会里面去教导去领导。
And in their culture, this was basically unheard of.
其实在他们当时的文化里面呢是不寻常的。
Now we can understand this to a certain extent.
但是我们都可以尝试尽量理解。
We also in our culture have an idea of what men can do and what women can do.
因为呢我们现在这个的文化里面呢都是告诉我们知男人应该做什么女人应该做什么。
I remember one time at a Christmas party with my family, we had to bring some food.
我记得有一年咧，圣诞节嘅时候咧，我哋有家庭聚会，我哋要带啲嘅食物。
And you have to know that Christmas is when Christian is less busy with work, and I am more busy with work.
咁你要知道咧，圣诞节嘅时间咧，我先生咧佢就冇咁忙，但系我咧就反而系圣诞节最忙嘅。
And so the idea of putting together something really amazing and delicious for my family to eat was just something that I just didn't have time for.
咁我因为圣诞节家庭聚餐啦，我就想煮一啲好好食嘅嘢。咁但系我就系真系冇时间做。
So Christian said, "Hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it."
咁我先生咧就话等我嚟啦。
And when he made meatballs.
咁佢整咗肉丸啦。
And when we brought them to the party, everyone came up to me.
咁然后当我哋将呢啲肉丸带去我哋家庭聚会嘅时候咧， they, 每一个人都嚟我面前。
And they started telling me, "Wow, at least these meatballs are so good. What did you put in them?"
咁又同我讲，哇，呢啲肉丸好好食喎。At least 边个点啲整咗啲咩入边啊
？And over and over again, I had to tell them, "Actually, it wasn't me."
但每一次我都要话俾佢知，唔系我煮噶。
It was Christian.
系我先生煮噶。
And all of my aunties were like,
"我啲阿姨咧，全部都话哈哈哈哈咁。
And just so you know.
你要知道
It was just frozen meatballs from Costco.
其实是那些在 Costco 买的冰冻肉丸
He just put sauce on them.
他只是淋点酱上去而已
Now you did it very well, but still.
都是好吃的
But it just goes to show that we all have an idea of what we can or can't do, or what men or women should or shouldn't do.
这个告诉我们, 很多时候我们有一个想法就是我们男人应该做什么，女人应该做什么。
And sometimes we don't purposefully think that way. It just kind of comes naturally.
不是特地去这样分界的, 但是很多时候就很自然就会这样想。
Now the culture that Priscilla and Aquila were in were even more this way.
在当时阿居拉伯基拉他们的年代的文化更加如此。
Men and women had clearly defined roles.
男人和女人有很清晰他们的工作。
And if anyone were to go outside of those roles, it was serious.
如果你超出自己的本分呢, 这个是很严重的事。
Women and wives in particular were almost always given responsibility only over children and the house.
而女人或者太太呢,他们的本分呢,就是只是限于在家里面和小朋友照顾家事。
And men, in a lot of ways, were the only ones who were considered able to lead or to do anything outside of the house.
只有男人呢,在家庭以外呢,才可以负担起这个领导的角色。
So this shows us just how unusual Priscilla and Aquila actually were for their time.
所以这个给你们知道到呢,在当时的年代,阿居拉和伯基拉他们共同承担,他们所一同去做领导是如何不寻常的事。
And in fact, sometimes, most of the time, Priscilla is actually listed first when their names come together.
而很多时候呢,你会见到阿基拉,即是太太的名字呢,是被提先的。
Which is on purpose.
这个是特别有意思的。
Because it means that when people thought of the two of them, Priscilla was usually the one that they thought of first.
的意思就是说,当人想起他两夫妇的时候,是会先想起他太太的。
It shows that she was every bit an equal to Aquila.
的意思就是说,他在每一方面都是与阿居拉平等。
And the people in the church considered her every bit as capable to lead and to serve as Aquila did was.
教会里面的弟兄姊妹亦都觉得他在每一方面都与他的先生是同等有能力去领导教会。
What makes them so unique is they truly shared the mission.
最特别的地方就是他们两个人真的一同去承担神的使命。
Nobody forced Priscilla to stay in her lane.
没有人逼伯基拉安守本分。
Nobody made Aquila do things that he couldn't do.
亦都没有人叫阿哥拉做一些他不可以做到的事。
Instead, they shared responsibility of doing what God called them to do each.
他们一同去承担神去吩咐他们做的事。
And using the gifts that God had given to each of them fully.
用神给他们的资源去侍奉。
The second thing that we can say about Priscilla and Aquila is they shared their means.
第二个我们可以学习的就是他们如何去同心分享资源。
One detail that we usually miss in their story is actually that they were refugees.
有一点大家很多时候会忽略的，原来其实他们是在故事里面让我们知道他们是难民来的。
The Bible tells us they had to run away from Rome because the emperor ordered them to leave.
他们要离开家乡罗马，因为当时的君王是要犹太人走。
Now imagine with me this experience.
大家想象一下这个经历。
Let's say that tomorrow, the mayor or the premier says, every person who goes to a Christian church has to leave BC.
你想象一下,明天省长或者什么都好,我们的领袖就告诉我们,所有回教会的人都要离开这个城市。
And, and you had to pack up your stuff.
你留东西就要执行一些东西。
And pack up your children and pack up all your things.
将你所有的家产和你的儿女都执好了。
And move to Saskatchewan or Alberta.
然后就去沙省或者去亚省等。
And you had to find work there and find a place to live there, find a new community there.
重新要去在那里适应居住、找工作、找家庭。
And you were not allowed to be in the city that you grew up in or had spent most of your life in because of the fact that you went to a church.
你不可以留在这个你由小长大的城市里面，简单的原因只不过因为你是去教会啫。
That would be wrong.
这个是不对的，是吗？
And that's precisely what Priscilla and Aquila had experienced.
这个就正正是伯基拉和阿居拉所经历的。
It's a difficult and traumatic experience to be uprooted like that.
其实是一个非常之是一个不好的经历，因为他们要完全离开，是连根拔起。
Which makes it all the more extraordinary that they showed hospitality to Paul.
但更加反映了他们对当对他们对保罗是慷慨的时候是更加的令人惊讶。
Despite the difficulties that they were facing, they chose to welcome him into their home.
因为他们当时面对自己面对非常困难的境况，但是他们都去接待保罗。
They shared their home with him, they shared their meals with him.
跟保罗分享他们的家庭，跟保罗分享食物。
They shared their means with him.
就他们一切的资源都跟保罗分享。
They offered what God had given them, despite having really valid reasons not to.
他们是将神所赐给他们的资源跟人分享，就算他们有100个理由可以不分享。
Even in a season of life that wasn't convenient for them.
就算他们在生命这个阶段不是一个容易的阶段。
And it's amazing because what was given to them, they were able to pass on to others.
因为神所赐给他们的，他愿意分享出去。
And their mentorship is a clear example of this.
另外一个的例子就是他们好像像导师一样的去指导人。
Priscilla and Aquila shared their mentorship with others.
伯基拉、阿居拉他们同是去分享同心栽培生命。
When I was in college, I spent some time being an intern at my home church.
咁我当时咧，读紧神学嘅时候咧，我就喺我自己教会里边咧做一啲嘅实习工作。
Kind of like Devin is right there.
就好似而家 Devin 做紧嘅嘢咯。
And because I needed a place to stay, one of the pastors there actually opened her home to me.
咁我当时因为需要一个地方住咧，咁佢当时嘅牧师就俾一个地方我住啦。
If you were at summer getaway, you know who they are.
如果你有去我哋嘅夏令退休，你就知道佢哋系边个啦。
It was Darcy and Leanne.
就系 Darcy 同埋 Leanne。
They opened their house to me and let me stay there for pretty much the cost of the food that I was eating, maybe less because I ate a lot.
咁当时咧，佢哋开放佢哋屋企俾我喺嗰度住，我只系需要付少少嘅膳食费啫。但我深信咧，我食得多过我付出嘅。
And even though they never called it mentoring, that's exactly what they did for me.
虽然他们没有说他们是一个作为导师这样去指导我，但其实他做的就是这样。
I remember I had this one really discouraging youth night that I had run.
我记得有一晚做完青年事工之后，我很沮丧。
And I went home really beating myself up about it.
我那晚回到家非常之沮丧。
And in the morning I came downstairs and they asked me how it went.
然后早上我下来的时候，他们就问我昨晚怎么样。
And I don't know why I said this, but I said, I think I'm going to go to H&M and become a manager.
咁我就同佢，我唔知點解我咁樣答佢啦。我就話我都係要翻去時裝店嗰度做賣衫算啦。
And they were like, interesting. Why?
但係佢哋嘅反應就係話，幾有趣喎。點解你會咁諗咧？
And they just listened to me and let me vent about how everything went.
咁然後佢哋就好耐心咁聽我講。
And then they shared their own story of things that they did in ministry that went horribly wrong.
然后他们都分享了他们在侍奉里面遇到一些的挫折。
And after we laughed about it for a little while, they encouraged me.
然后当我们在这里笑完一餐之后，他们再是鼓励我。
And they helped me to see that one bad night isn't the end of everything.
他们让我见得到，就算有一晚的挫折，不等于这个侍奉就是完结。
There are things that they said to me during that period of my life that I still remember today.
在我寄居在他们家的时候，他们对我讲了很多鼓励的说话，我至今仍然记得。
And in the same way, Priscilla and Aquila saw a young man who needed guidance.
同样的就是阿居拉、伯基拉见到一个年轻人，他同样需要指导。
They saw Apollos' gift. They saw his passion.
他们见到阿波罗他的热诚，见到他的恩赐。
And they decided to say, we'll fill that gap of mentoring that you need.
於是他們就是說，我決定是在他生命裡面做指導。
Now, it's hard not to see the parallels between how they welcomed Paul in their house and how they welcomed Apollos into their house.
咁你可以見得到，對比一下，他們如何接待保羅，同他們如何接待阿波羅。
You have to imagine that when Paul was there in their house, he was passing on teaching and wisdom to them that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
你可以想象下，当他们接待保罗的时候，保罗在他们之间相处的时候，将很多的教导生命是去分享给他们。
So we have to imagine that when they saw Apollos, they said, we know what to do.
所以我们可以想象，同样地，当他们两位见到阿波罗的时候，他说，哇，我们知道我们应该怎么做了。
They brought him into their home and carried on the chain of mentoring.
他们就将阿波罗接待到自己家里面，然后像保罗一样这样去指导阿波罗的生命。
And they shared the mentorship that had been passed on to them.
佢哋咧就将保罗所指导佢哋嘅去传俾亚波罗。
So knowing these things, how can God use us the way that He used Priscilla and Aquila?
所以咧，神如何使用亚居拉、伯基拉，系俾我哋知道神会如何点样使用我哋。
How can we put their example into practice?
我哋点样将佢哋嘅榜样实践呢？
The first way that God can use us is God can use our relationships.
首先我们要知道神是可以用我们的人际关系。
Now, they had a value in their marriage that I think actually applies to every relationship that we have.
我觉得他们两个的人之间的关系有一个核心价值是我们每一个人都可以用的。
In all of our relationships, especially our closest ones,
在我们所有的人际关系里面，特别是我们最近的人际关系，
is they need to be ones that empower us to be all that God calls us to be.
我们最近的人际关系必须是一个能够是去使我们有力量去服侍跟随神的人的关系。
Whether it's your spouse or your children or your grandchildren or your best friend, we need to have relationships that where we help each other be who God calls us to be.
无论的关系是夫妻啊、儿女啊、或者是祖父母啊等等，这个关系离我们最近的关系必须是一个关系，让我们可以是完成神对我们生命的呼召。
Relationships that force us to make ourselves small don't help us, and they don't help the purposes of God either.
如果其他有些人际关系它是会贬低我们的价值和地位的时候，它帮助不到我们去完成神对我们的呼召。
And this is important because there are still lingering voices in our church and in our culture that tell us what we can and can't do.
因为这个是很重要去理解的，因为在我们的文化甚至在教会里面都会有一些残留的声音或者意念，是告诉我们知我们有些什么可以做，有些什么不可以做。
Voices that tell us that we're too old or we're too young.
或者有些声音说你太年轻了，你太老了。
Voices that tell us that we can't do something because we're a man or because we're a woman.
或者有些声音说有些事你不可以做的，因为你是男人或者你是女人。
Or because we've had a different upbringing or a different background than the people around us.
或者有个声音说 你的成长背景啊，或者你同你周边的人不同啊。
If there's anything that the story of Acts tells us, it's that we are all called to serve the purposes of God.
其实使徒行传告诉我们知，我们每一个人都是被神呼召去完成神他的计划的。
And we are all gifted to do something for God that no one else can do.
每一个人都有神所赐的恩赐去完成神的计划。
That doesn't change with age.
这个无论你的年龄如何都是不会改变的。
It just looks different.
只不过你要做的事可能不同。
Some of us need to stop holding other people back.
我们有一些人可能不要再去阻碍别人去前进。
But there are more of us that need to stop holding ourselves back.
但更多的我们不要阻碍我们自己在神的路上前进。
Stop listening to those voices.
不要听那些偏差的声音。
Stop telling yourself that you can't.
不要告诉自己我做不到。
And start asking yourself what God has given you, and what you can do with it in this season of life.
开始问神究竟给了什么我，然后我可以在这个阶段为神做什么。
Which brings us to our next point.
我们下一点呢，就是
God can use our resources.
神是可以用我们的资源的。
Like Priscilla and Aquila, we need to allow God to use what we have.
好像亚居拉、伯基拉一样，我们要容让神用我们的资源。
Instead of focusing on what we don't.
而不是专注在我们没有的东西上。
In fact, there's a term for this way of thinking when we focus on what we don't have.
其实呢，有一个嘅名词呢，是形容到我们只是看我们没有的东
西。It's called scarcity mentality, or having a mentality of scarcity.
就是经常觉得自己不足够，或者简单地说，看餸吃饭。
I actually saw an example of this a few years ago when I was talking to a family member.
几年之前见到有一个这样的例子，我跟一个家庭成员聊天。
He was talking about how he was trying to go through the drive-thru at Tim Hortons because he had a coupon for a free sandwich.
他说到他想去 Tim Hortons 买有一个 coupon, 他可以得到一个免费的三文治。
And he was trying to get the coupon to work, but he couldn't.
咁佢想喺個 app 嗰度用個 coupon， 但係又搞唔掂。
So even though and even though he was hungry, he got so frustrated that he couldn't get the coupon to work that he just left.
咁佢雖然好肚餓啦，咁但係佢又搞唔掂個 coupon 啦，搞唔掂個 app 啦，所以佢就走咗啦。
And I remember that me and the other people there, we said, "Why didn't you just buy the sandwich?"
咁我記得當時我哋在場嘅人就話：，咁你咪買份三文治咯。
If you were hungry, why didn't you just buy it?
你既然肚餓，咪買咯。
And he said, he thought about it for a bit, and he said, "Oh, I guess I'm just used to not having the money to buy these things."
咁佢聽到我哋咁講，停咗一停，跟住就諗話。啊！我谂我因为仲停留喺嗰个嘅想法里边，就系我唔够钱用。
And you have to understand this family member, he makes pretty good money.
当时咧，佢哋其实收入都已经唔错噶啦。
But he had gone through some really hard financial times.
但系曾经佢哋家庭有一段时间经济非常之拮据。
We're buying a sandwich from Tim Hortons had to be planned for and budgeted for.
經濟困難到一個地步，甚至喺 Tim Hortons 買一份三文治咧，都要諗過度過。
So even though he was in a different season of life where he could do it，
所以就算佢已經離開咗呢一個嘅困境，佢哋已經有足夠嘅資源可以去買三文治。
His poverty mindset or that scarcity mentality actually kept him from being able to do it。
佢呢個覺得唔足夠嘅諗法咧，仍然係牢牢將佢抓住。
And if we're not carefulWith how we look at our lives, this is how we can approach our resources.
如果我哋唔小心的话咧，其实呢个亦都系我哋会去睇我哋拥有生命拥有嘅角度。
When we keep thinking about what we don't have, we start thinking that we don't have enough ever.
我哋只系注目喺我哋冇嘅嘢上面，所以就不断觉得自己唔够。
And the only remedy to this is to start looking at what we do have.
唯一的出路就是去看我们有的。
The only way to break out of this mindset is to take a real look at what we have and start to think about how we can share it and how we can use it well.
唯一的出路能够打破这种不足够的想法，就是去看我们有的东西，并且要想怎样去跟人分享。
And this applies to our money, our homes, our food, but even our time.
这个用在我们的金钱、我们的时间、我们的家庭、我们一切的资源上。
In every season, we're called to look at what we have rather than what we don't.
无论你现在生命的任何一个阶段，你都是被呼召去看你有的东西，而不是去看你没有的东西。
And even if we feel like we don't have anything, there's almost always people in our lives that we can pour into.
就算你觉得我现在一无所有，但是在你身边其实都有人，你是可以与他们分享的。
God can use our circle of influence.
第三点咧，就系神可以运用我哋嘅影响圈。
We all have a circle of influence in our lives, or people that we have an impact, or we have an impact with.
咁其实喺我哋身边咧，我哋有好多唔同圈子，我哋其实都可以喺里边发挥影响力嘅。
We have children, grandchildren, parents, friends, schoolmates. You don't have to list these all. Classmates, coworkers. We have all sorts of people in our lives.
其实你身边好多唔同嘅人啦，家人啦、仔女啦、姨孙啦、朋友啦、学校里边嘅同学啦、同事等等等等。
Who can you build a relationship of trust with that you can empower and encourage?
你可以同边一个去建立一个有信任嘅关系，以至到影响佢哋咧
？And how could God use that to?Help you make an impact in ways you don't expect.
你应该要问神点样可以利用呢个关系去影响到佢，系影响到你冇办法你冇办法想象嘅。
So I lived with Darcy and Leanne for probably 3 or 4 years during college and after.
咁其实我同阿 Darcy 同埋 Leanne 牧师师母咧，佢同相处嘅时间有3-4年左右啦。
Pretty much right until I got married to Christian.
咁就直至到我同我先生结婚为止。
And when Christian and I got married, we were both pastors. Well, pastors, and I was also a barista. We didn't have a whole lot.
咁当我同先生结婚嘅时候咧，我先生咧就系一个牧师啦，而我当时咧都系喺咖啡店嗰度工作，所以我哋都冇好多嘅资源。
But we made things work.
但系我哋都想办法搞得掂。
And where we could share, we did.
而有机会去分享嘅时候，我哋就分享。
And I remember that a couple years after we bought our townhouse, which we were blessed to get.
咁我記得我哋結咗婚之後幾年咧，終於有機會買咗一間 townhouse 啦。
I felt very strongly that we were called to share the house, the space that God had given us.
我有一个好强嘅感动，就系呢间神所赐俾我哋嘅屋，我系需要与人分享嘅。
So we invited the student that was interning at our church to come and stay with us.
咁所以咧，我哋教会当时有另外一个实习实习嘅神学生啦，我就邀请佢哋嚟同我哋一齐同住。
And she stayed with us for 2 summers.
佢就住喺我哋嗰度咧两个嘅暑假。
And it was a really incredible experience to have her there.
呢个系非常之好嘅经历，同有佢喺度。
And so often mentorship didn't happen when we were at the church, but around the dinner table.
其实好多时候呢啲嘅像导师一般嘅指导咧，唔系话要喺一个教会咁样嘅场合发生，反而系喺餐桌上面。
And what's amazing is now she is married to another pastor, and they pastor at a church out in Kelowna.
好美好嘅咧，就系佢而家咧佢。
She's a pastor.
佢而家咧，已经系一个佢自己系一个牧师，并且咧，佢亦都系嫁咗同一个牧师结咗婚，喺 Kelowna 嗰边侍奉紧。
And they get a chance to pass on what we passed on to them, which had been passed on to us.
咁而佢哋咧有机会咧，将从我哋嗰度领受嘅去分享出去。其实从我哋嗰度领受，亦都系我哋同我哋嘅之前所领受嘅。
Christian and I have always tried to share mission in our relationship.
我同先生好多时候都系喺神嘅事工上面，希望去同人分享。
We've always tried to use our resources and leverage what we had, no matter how little or how much we had.
无论我哋有几多或者几少嘅资源，我哋都希望分享，因为咁样先至可以将呢个资源放大。
And we got to see somebody that we poured into and invested in flourish and thrive because we passed on what had been shared with us.
并且我哋将我哋所领受嘅知识，我哋嘅同其他人嘅分享，以至到可以见到佢哋喺佢哋嘅属灵生命上面都系能够成长。
So how could God use you?
所以神可以点样用你咧
？I invite the worship team to come up.
我邀请敬拜队再上嚟。
Every person in this room has something to share with others.
其实呢度每一个人，你都有一啲嘅嘢可以同其他人分享。
You may not think that you have what it takes to lead or to influence others, but God has given that to you in the Holy Spirit.
你可能觉得你冇嘢可以同人分享，以致到影响到别人嘅生命，或者可以去服侍，但系其实神已经将你需要嘅俾咗你。
And maybe you would hear what I'm saying and you would say, I've never had this, Elise.
可能你听到我讲，跟住话，余牧师，你，我冇啊，我真系乜都冇。
I've never had someone mentor me.
冇人曾经对我有属灵指导。
I've never had someone pour into me.
冇人系去，去关心我嘅事。
I've never had this. I don't know what it would look like.
我从来都冇领受过时候，我唔知应该点样同样嘅分享出去。
And I think God would say to you,
但我相信神会咁样对你讲，
you don't have to be the one who does it perfectly.
你唔需要系嗰个系将所有嘢做得最完美嗰个。
You just have to be the one that starts.
你只需要做嗰个开始去做嘅人。
You just have to be the one that starts the chain of mentorship.
你只需要开始去尝试指导人。
That takes responsibility for the mission.
并且是关心一些宣教的事。
That looks at your resources and how you can share them.
看你的资源，然后重新看你的资源，并且思考如何能够分享。
And start looking at the people around you that you can pass that on to.
然后再留心观察你身边的人，看看有哪个你可以将这些分享给他。
So as we go into a time of prayer and worship, I want to encourage you, take a moment to think.
所以当我们去敬拜祷告的时候，希望大家去反思一下。
Ask God who it is that you could pour into.
有哪一个你是可以投入你的服侍。
And maybe even who could pour into you.
或者有哪一个是可以对你有影响。
And how you can start or continue to pass on what was given to you.
你可以怎样开始并且继续将你的资源去分享出去。
Would you stand with me?
请大家起立。
We are going to have a time of prayer and response with our pastoral staff and some of our prayer workers.
我们有一段祷告的时间，我们有祷告的弟兄姊妹和牧者为你祈祷。
I want to encourage you
to
seek prayer
出嚟寻求祷告寻求。
For any needs that you might have.
无论你嘅需要系乜嘢。
For anything that God might be putting on your heart.
无论系乜嘢神放喺你嘅心上的话。
And any risks that you might want to take.
或者你系有任何嘅你想有啲嘅突破。
Let's pray together.
让我哋嘅祷告。
God, we thank you for Acts and for the stories that you've given us.
神啊，我哋为使徒行传同埋阿哥拉伯基拉嘅故事感恩。
And we are reminded in this moment, God, that we are ordinary people that can be used by an extraordinary God.
让我哋被提醒，我哋系平凡嘅人，但可以被非凡嘅神所用。
Lord, we pray that we would be willing.
神啊，祈求我哋嘅心系愿意。
And we pray for those people in our lives that we can influence.
亦都系为嗰啲在我们生命之中出现的人
Give us soft hearts and open hearts, Lord.
让他们能够有一个愿意接受的心
May we see your impact.
也都让我们见到神你的工作
All over the people in our lives.
能够在我们身边所有的人身上显明
In your name we pray, Jesus.
奉主耶稣名字祈求
Amen.
Amen.